This story begins back in the latter part of the 18th century. A guy by the name of George Washington. You know him, right? Well, anyway, up in Mount Vernon, Mighty George distilled and sold a cold-weathered grain that eventually turned into rye. The English brought with them barley, but they didn't fare so well on the new continent's climate. The Dutch, however, brought rye, which boomed. Robust, solid, and rigid, like the old man himself. With migration south to warmer climates like Kentucky and Tennessee, corn flourished, and lo and behold, bourbon. But rye was the name of the game. So flashing forward another 100 years, and we have ourselves at the apex of cocktails, Manhattans, Sazeracs, old fashions, and the like, and bartenders who were treated like preachers by the common folk. No joke. Take it from Matt Eisenman, who said,
"They had sermons in the bar. You could have town hall meetings in the bar. The bar in the 1700s and 1800s was a place where people from out of town would stay. It was the hub of all information, so the bartender was the gatekeeper of all information."
So we go through something called Prohibition, two wars and the like, and all of a sudden, the government hits the corn farmers with a massive boost of corn subsidy, putting the poor grain of rye to blow in the wind. Clear spirits make a breakout, partially due to some clever marketing and boozy role models. Bond, James, never mind. The phrase, three martini lunch, ring a bell? So splashy vodka cocktails became commonplace in bars. Think Long Island iced tea and sex on the beach. And for the older drinkers, blended scotches started making their way into American bars. Needless to say, few people were drinking rye whiskey at the time. Keep moving quick, Reagan, fall of communism, yada yada yada, the craft beer explosion that slowly evolves into the craft spirit explosion, and the awakening of mixologists. One cocktail, the Manhattan, epitomized that revolution, and at the heart of its recipe was rye whiskey. Rye had been pretty much on its deathbed in 2006, so the surge in popularity for rye-based cocktails in the past 5 to 10 years has been huge for the industry. So drink up. Love your rye. Think of Washington and pastrami. Think of it all as you sip that glorious amber liquid of times past. This article was interpreted and inspired by Portia Crowe's piece in Business Insider entitled, "This cocktail brought the original American whiskey back from the dead."